In our gospel reading, Jesus visits his friends, Mary and Martha. What do we learn about Jesus from this gospel? What do we learn about how we might relate to God and how God wants to relate to us? I think we can even get some help today dealing with difficult situations in our nation and our world. And we might even hear God speak to us about the transition we are in as the people of Holy Comforter. The Word of God is living and active and has a message for us today. Perhaps this message is at its core to do with the difference between being distracted and being centered or grounded in God. Mary sits at Jesus' feet and he teaches her. She is still, she is focused, she is listening. Martha is busy working. That's good, right? That's good. We like to get things done, accomplish our goals, exceed expectations. Martha complains that Mary is not helping her. And Jesus says those famous words. I think many people know this story, even if they don't go to church. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. The one thing that we need is to listen to God. Open ourselves to hearing God's word to us now. And then we are prepared to do what God is calling us to do. The key is to balance our lives in such a way that even when we are busy, our focus is on God. Did you notice that Jesus did not say that Martha was distracted and worried until she started criticizing Mary? Interesting. So perhaps this story is less about a dichotomy, as it has often been presented. Perhaps it's less about a dichotomy between activity and prayer, but rather it's about listening to God, focusing on God, being centered in God at all times. This gospel account is also showing us what hospitality to God looks like. It shows God in Christ who desires to come near us and be with us. And both Mary and Martha show Jesus hospitality when he comes to be with them, to relate to them, and they desire to relate to him in the ways that they're feeling called to do. Jesus comes near. You know that phrase? It has to do with the nearness of the reign of God, God breaking in through the person of Christ. The reign of God. When do we get a glimpse of God's reign or God's kingdom for which we pray every Sunday we gather in community? One sign of God's reign is that barriers are broken down, decimated. Differences that seem to divide us no longer matter. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to him. She learned from him as a student learns from a rabbi. She was his student in that moment. But in Jesus' day, as I'm sure you know, that was highly unusual. And long after, until very recently, in fact, those students would be male. So we see Jesus breaking down the barriers, welcoming all people, in this case a woman, into a role that was not traditional. Christ, our Savior, demonstrates evidence of God's reign come near in that differences no longer matter. The point being, all persons are children of God and equal. Martha is, of course, doing what everyone at that time would expect her to do, busy preparing the meal, doing the traditional work and role of a woman, and in fact, welcoming Jesus in this way, showing hospitality. But in the midst of her busyness, she loses focus on him. And that is easy to do in the midst of our busyness, in a world full of distractions and messages that do not come from God. How do we stay focused? And I want to turn now to something I think many of you have been thinking about for the last week. How do we stay focused on what is of God when so much is coming at us? We welcome Jesus when we pray and listen for God's word to us in every situation, including what's been going on in our nation. President Obama said on Friday that our nation has once again been called to search its soul in response to the killing of Trayvon Martin and the acquittal of George Zimmerman. Searching our souls, search for our soul, move from distraction to being centered in God's truth. As I was praying with this gospel and thinking about what distracts us, as I was listening to the news, I felt that the trial itself was a distraction from what matters most. Some of those details, trying to figure it out, trying to get it right, felt like a distraction. As Christians, we are called to consider a type of justice that a human system of justice can never match. God's justice, the bigger picture. We need to look up from the details of that court case and think about what happened between two of God's children. What came to me as I heard the verdict and watched the people speak that night, the prosecution, the defense, a week ago, Saturday night, what came to me that night, perhaps the next day, was this newscast that I had seen years ago. I had just returned to the U.S. after living in England for a year in the early 1990s. And I was watching the news, and there was a story on about the rise of violent crime in England. And I'd just been there, so I had this sense of life there in England. A British police officer was being interviewed by an American reporter who was surprised that the police in England were not carrying guns. "Why don't you carry a gun? Don't you want a gun?" the question was asked. Now, before I give the police officer's reply, a disclaimer. I am not holding up this person or the British as especially enlightened. The Irish can tell you that. No one's perfect, no one's perfectly enlightened, but in this reply, I heard God's truth, and it came back to me again. The police officer in England, he replied, "Do you want a gun?" He was shocked. He said, "Well, I wouldn't want to shoot my own people." Whew. What a different way of looking at things. I wouldn't want to shoot my own people. So much of our problem, human problems, come from seeing a person or a group of people as the other to be feared. What is the answer to this problem? Much distracts us from God's truth and urges us to fear people who appear to be different than ourselves for whatever reason. But when we sit with Jesus, when we are centered in God and grounded in the reality that every person in this world is God's child and that we are all brothers and sisters, then the fear is replaced by love and hope and a resolve to live life in a way that is good for everyone, as much as that is up to us as individuals and as members of our various communities, including this faith community. Distraction. It is a big problem in many ways for many reasons. We can even become addicted to distraction. Let's go back to Martha for a moment. She was doing something good and useful. Activity, even for good reasons, can be a distraction. Being successful and accomplishing many things can be a distraction. So how do we stay centered in our busy world, in our busy church? We are now in a transition as this church community. Transitions provide a wonderful time to pause and take stock of where we've been, where we are, and where God may be calling us to go at this point in our life together. Transitions also produce anxiety. There are changes. Some you will like and some you will not. There will be temptations to forge ahead and stay busy with many things, many good things. And much will go on as it has, but this is a new day for you, for me, for Holy Comforter, a new day. So what do we do when things are new, when maybe the way forward seems different than we thought it would be a year ago? We need to pray, to listen for the Spirit, to guide us as the Spirit will as we embark on this phase of the journey. One way to listen to God and stay centered is by doing what we're doing today. This is why coming together every week is so important, to worship together. We enter this space stepping away from distraction so that when we re-enter the world, we are more able to be agents of God's transforming love to all people, all God's children. The story of Mary and Martha with Jesus teaches us the most important thing for those who seek to be friends of God and followers of Christ. The important thing of staying focused on God in both our activity and our prayer. The Bible is clear that even religious rites can be a distraction from the living God. Anything can be. Our spiritual tradition is also clear that time for God, just to sit with Christ, with Jesus, with the Spirit, and listen, is essential if we are to stay centered in God. I like to give practical tips from time to time. So this is a book that I've found helpful, which is available through ordering it. It's now on Kindle. I think I'm personally responsible for that, by the way. I requested that. It's called Moment by Moment, A Retreat in Everyday Life by Carol Ann Smith and Eugene Mertz. And in a certain prayer tradition, the Ignatian tradition, they make suggestions for prayer and offer scripture for meditation. One of the chapters, or movements as they call it, is entitled Listening to God. The desire they name that we might be seeking is to be more open to the word which God speaks in my daily life. Moment by moment. I recommend that. Also, just to take maybe 5 minutes. I wonder what would happen if everyone here this week took 5 minutes every day just to be quiet. Just to sit and imagine God as you feel most comfortable imagining God with you. Christ, Jesus, the Spirit, God with you. Imagine that God has come to sit with you in your house and is sitting there, right there with you. What does it look like? Where are you? What are you doing? What are you hoping for from Jesus, God, the Spirit? Express your deepest desire and listen for God's word to you. May God bless you with a deep and abiding sense of God's love for you this week in both your activity and your prayer. Amen.